Besachs Pesachim Parag Vav Mishnah Dalet until Parag Zayin Mishnah Aleph. The previous Mishnah introduced us to the Korban Chagiga, which was a Korban which was often brought together with the Korban Pesach, so that one would be able to eat the Korban Pesach in a state of being filled up and satisfied. And we learned in the previous Mishnah that only if, let's say, there's a very large group of people, so they're not going to be able to eat a lot of the Korban Pesach itself, so in a case like that, they would bring a Korban Chagiga as well. Now, we also saw in the previous Mishnah that although when it comes to the Korban Pesach, there are certain prohibitions which the Korban Pesach overrides, such as Shabbos, and there's also a unique halacha that if the majority of the Jewish people, or if the majority of the Kohanim, are Tomei, then even though in general a Tomei person cannot bring the Korban Pesach, in that case, they can bring the Korban Pesach. Nevertheless, that only applies to the Korban Pesach, but the Korban Chagiga may still not be brought if they are in a state of Tumah. Now, this Mishnah continues to discuss the differences between a Korban Chagiga and a Korban Pesach. Chagiga is a bomb and a tzoin. The Korban Chagiga could come from tzoin, which refers to both sheep and goats, and from other cattle, such as cows and the like. And the Mishnah explains what exactly does the term tzoin mean, min hakavosim min ha'izim, from sheep and from goats. Now, why exactly does the Mishnah repeat from sheep and goats, if that is the definition of the word tzoin? So some explain that I would have thought that preferably one should try to bring a korban chagiga from other animals, but not a sheep or a goat. Because as we're about to see, the korban pesach had to be either a sheep or a goat. And since the halachas of a korban chagiga are different to the halachas of a korban pesach, I may have thought that ideally one should bring a different animal so that he would know for sure which one is the korban chagiga and which one is the korban pesach. And so that's why the Mishnah emphasizes that no, even ideally one is allowed to bring a sheep or a goat as the korban chagiga, even if it will mean that they might get mixed up with the korban pesach. Min hazchorim, min hakeves. The korban chagiga can be either a male animal or a female animal, even though the korban pesach itself has to be a male sheep or a male goat. And finally, the korban chagiga may be eaten for 2 days and one night. That is the halacha for every korban shalomim. And the korban chagiga is considered a type of korban shalomim. So they will be able to eat it for the rest of the 14th day of Nisan, for the rest of the Erev Pesach, for the night of Pesach, and for the day of the first day of Pesach. Whereas the korban pesach has to be eaten, of course, only on the first night of Pesach before midnight. Now the Rambam adds that if the Korban Chagiga was eaten together with the Korban Pesach on the first night of Pesach, and was brought to the table together, so then we would become concerned that it might become mixed up with the Korban Pesach, and in that case, even the Korban Chagiga can only be eaten up until midnight of the first night of Pesach.